We are learning the second Baba Kama, Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph. We are starting on top of Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph. We learned yesterday, the Gemara ended off, Stam Eitzim La Hasaka in Oimdim, which means that if you have Eitzim that are Stam La Hasaka, which means all wood is considered that it's used for firewood. Therefore, there's no Chalois Shvius on that. Even if you decide to use these Eitzim for light, which is something that the Hana and the destroying happens at the same time, still, the halacha has no shvius in it. Because stam eitzim la'asaka hein oimdim, which the Gemara is being mechadish, that if something's stama, if something's assumed, so then there's no chalois shvius, and even if I have a mind to pick it up for something else, it does not change it. It's only by alikonim megafanim, which some eat it and some burn it, there the machshava works. But if some by regular eitzim, regular firewood, you can't, even if you decide to use it in a different way, still will not be a chalos shvius. So Amar Rav Kahana, ve'etzim lahasaka tanoihi. That idea that if something is assumed one way, you can't change it with a machshava, that's a machlekes tanoim. The time learned in the Braisa. We're going to learn the Gemara with Rashi's pshat over here. Rashi and Sukkah's different pshat. We're going to learn Rashi over here. The time learned in the Braisa. Ei moishim peirish shvius, loy le mishra, loy le kvusa. You cannot use peirish shvius not for mishra, not for kvusa. What's mishra? Mishra is when they soak flax in dye, they used to add wine to it. And with the wine, that helps the dye connect with the pishton. And they used to put wine in there. So now they use wine of shvius for mishra. You can't use it to do laundry. They used to put wine into the laundry to help out in the laundry process. You now they use wine, loyla mishra, loyla shvus. Now they use peris, rather. Peris shvius to turn into wine, loyla mishra, loyla kvusa. Rabbi Yisi Eimer, Yisi says, no, yeah, you could, noisem perish shvius secha mishra, secha kvusa, because that's a normal use, because people do laundry and dye their clothing. The Gemara explains, what's the machlekes? My time with the Rabbana, what's the Rabbana? Amakor, the Pasuk says, la'ochlo, it says in the Pasuk regarding shvius, v'hoiz ha'shabbos ha'oros lachem la'ochlo, it's for eating, v'loy le'mishra, mekadik, le'mich la'ochlo v'le'mishra, not for dyeing, soaking it to dye, la'ochla of loy lekvusa, and not for laundry. You only use vachila, not for mishra, not for kvusa. Rabbi Yisrael Amar, Amar kro lachem, l'chol tzorchem, for all your tzorchem, for all your tzorchem. And like we'll see in the Gemara as we go along, but the machlekes is not if you take wine, if someone picked grapes and he turned it into wine, and now it's a regular table wine, and you want to use that for shvius wine, and you want to use that for laundry or for mishra for being tzaveya something, that's pashut, that's aser, because that's called hefsid. You now be mafsid peres shvius. Here we're talking about even the case where I picked these peres in order to do the mishra lekvusa. I picked it for that reason. Still, the rabban hold, I'm not allowed to use it for mishra lekvusa. Why not? Because the pasuk says la'achlo lemishra. Rabbi basically says you could use it l'chol tzorchem. Rabban nami aksiv lechem. It says lechem, you can use it for anything you want. So well, no, lechem dumi l'achlo. The only lechem applies only if it's similar to eating. But mishan also if uray shavim. Just like we're eating, the hana, the benefit you get, and when it gets destroyed, is at the same time. That is what's allowed with peres shvius. Yotzu mishra v'kvusa shana osam achavirum. The hana of mishra and kvusa does not happen right away. Like Rashi says, it sits for two, three days. And then, or 3-4 days, he says, until the pishtam and shari, or the begad. The case is that it takes 3-4 days. Therefore, the destroying happens right away, and the benefit's only 3-4 days later. Therefore, it's not similar to la'achla, and you're not allowed to use peris shvius for that. Even if I pick it for that reason, Rabbi Yosi namik aksiv la'achla, says la'achla. Amalach, so Rabbi Yosi will say back, ahumu boyle le'ketanya, you need it for the following brisa, the talent of the brisa. La'achla v'loy l'lugma. That when you have shvius, it's dafka to eating, and not for malugma. What's malugma? Malugma is, use it for a band-aid, use it to put some medicated, it's like a medicated band-aid. You put it on a wound, it's for refuah purposes, for medical purposes. You're not allowed to use the perish shvius for medical purposes. Atayim l'achla v'loy l'malugma. Or ain't, maybe it's coming to exclude. El l'achla v'loy kvusa, k'sho'im l'chem, harei kvusa amar. That's kvusa, because anything I need. Hamayim v'kayim la'achla. What's la'achla coming to afuke? La'achla v'lo'lugma. It's coming for achila, not for medical reasons. And how do you know which one to be memayit and which one to be marba? Marois. L'rabbis ha'kvusa v'lo'hoitzi ha'samalugma. How do you know kemarbe kvusa and to be moitzi melugma. Marbe is a kvusa shavu chaladam. A marbe kvusa, which is shavu chaladam. Everyone needs laundry, and therefore lachem lachotzachem means the kvusa. Moitzi ni es a melugma shen shavu chaladam. Melugma is not equal for every person, and therefore that's more like a hefsid, and therefore we're not getting marbe from the pasuk. So the bottom line is, we'll stop right here, take a deep breath, and try to figure out what the Tanoi is. I have my Chalukas Tanoim here. If you're allowed to use Peiros Shvius for Mishra and Kvusa, we'll call it laundry. You're allowed to use Peiros Shvius for laundry purposes. Like we spoke out, if you have already wine that's made for drinking, you're definitely not allowed to use that for laundry, because that's Hefsid of Peiros Shvius. If you take Peiros Shvius and you do something less with it, that's called Hefsid. That's part you can't use. The Chalukas is in a case where I pick grapes, they can be bad grapes, I pick grapes in order to turn it into wine for laundry. Is that mutter or not? The Rabbanon hold that it is usher, and Rabbi Yossi holds that it's mutter, and it's just coming to exclude medical things. So Zok Rashi, that this is the machloikis, of Eitzim lahasaka tanoi, is this machloikis, why? Zok Rashi, the pshat is like this, that peiros is stomon la'achila, and mishas yitzirosom, right when it's created, it's chal kedush on it. Now, when I want to pick it for, I'm picking it for laundry, it doesn't change it, because the Rabbanon hold, something that's assumed one way, it's a stoma for one way, so then it can't be changed. That's the Rabbanon hold. And therefore, Peiros, since it's assumed la'achila, it's chala kedusha shvius in it, and I cannot change it by having machshava for mishra and kvisa. Masha'in kein, Rabbi Yossi also could. You don't say stam Peiros la'achila and it can't be changed. It could be changed. Machshava does work. Just like Ali Konim works, here also works. So it comes out that here it's a case where it's a chumra. Eitzim lahasaka is where a kula, but the same idea. That just that this thing that you have eitzim that's lahasaka, which is not chal, eitzim lahasaka we say is not chal shvius, it's a kula. There, even if you think of it, if you're a rabban, even if you think that I want to use it for light, which is a hanasa rin shavim, still the halach is not chal, it's not chal shvius in that. Because eitzim la'asaka, eitzim are not chal shvius. Because eitzim are made for something that's not hanasam v'yirin shav. There's not chal shvius at all. It doesn't help even if I have machshava. Here's the opposite. Here it's chal shvius, doesn't help my machshava. But we're saying, according to Rabbanon, machshava doesn't help. And that's pshat manyama before, that stam eitzim la'asaka does not help machshava to change it. Something that's assumed one way, that means wood is firewood. Peiros are fruit. Peiros are achila. And there's no way to change that, even with the machshava. That's the Rabbanon shita. Rabbi Yossi holds you could change it. That's what it means. Ve'etzim lahasakam tanoi. That's what it means. Zot the Gemara weiter. Keman ozlo hadatanya. Who is the author of the following brisa? Keman ozlo hadatanya. The brisa says la'achla v'leilum lugma. That it says in the pasuk about shvius, it has to be for achila, not for medical reasons. La'achla v'leilum ziluf. You can't use the peiros shvius for ziluf, which means they used to pour wine in the house to give it a good smell, a good aroma, and that it's not mutter because it's only for people who are mu'unig and mu'udin, only very fancy people use this. Therefore, it's not shavach aladam. Same thing with lugmas. Not everyone is needs medical things. Baruch Hashem. La'achla lugma, la'achla ziluf, la'achla lasman apiktoizin. You cannot use it either for apiktoizin. What's apiktoizin? Zog Rashi. Apiktoizin vomit, which means lahaki. They use it to vomit. That's what they use it for. You know, I use the wine for that. You know, I pick Peiros Shvius for that, even that. So who's that? All those things are not Shavah L'chol Adam. Kemah, this is like Rabbi Yossi. The Iker Rabbanon, it's going to be Rabbanon. Iker Nami Mishra Kvusa. There's another thing excluded from L'achla. That they can't use it for laundry or for Mishra. Or for dyeing purposes. So, you see from here that this price must be the Rabbi Yossi, because it didn't say to might those things the Rabbanon might. Like upon him, this price is going according to Rabbi Yossi. Now, just agav, if anyone's learning Rashi keeps on calling this schayra. So the Mikdash Dovra says schayra just means it's not la'achla. Anything is not la'achla, Rashi calls schayra, which means it's not la'achla that the shvius is made to eat, not for schayra, and not for all these things. Each man yama, what he holds, according to Rabbanon, even la'afuke mishra kfusa, even though that's chay and nefesh, and everyone needs that, but still, that's not hanasam birun shavin. But Rabbi Yossi says, no, lachem l'chotzuchem says that could be included. And like we said, if it's wine already and you picked it for wine, you can't change that. That's a hefsid. But if it's picked for mishra and kvusa, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's mutter. According to Rabbanon, it's also. And that's the machlokes ve'etzim lahasaka tanoi. So to Gemara Vayta. We had in our Mishnah machlokes Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Meir. What's the halacha if someone's mishaneh medas balabais, you told him to be tzvayer loy adam, to make something red, he made it black, or black, he made it red. Rameya says he's kainah, because he's a gazlin, and he's kainah b'shinu, he's a gazlin, and therefore he just gives back the maid samurai. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, still belongs to the original owner, and the owner just has to pay him for the minimum hana, either the yetziah or the shvach, whichever one is less. Look at Yehuda and Rameya. Our Gemara is this Gemara here, we'll discuss who's the halacha like. Zog to Gemara. Yasser Rav Yosef Acharei Rav Abba Kamei Rav Huna. Rav Yosef was sitting behind Rav Abba in front of Rav Huna. But Yasser Rav Huna v'ka'amar, Rav Huna was saying, Halacha ki Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. He said two things. First of all, Halacha is like Yeshua ben Karcha. And also, Halacha ki Rabbi Yehuda. Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda v'Avo Mishnah. Adrinu Rav Yosef l'Ape. Rav Yosef turned around in anger. Omar, Bishlam Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. I understand why you have to tell me that we paskin like that. It's rich sakadat dechamina yochid v'rabim halacha rabim. Since the chacham agim shuv v'karcha, you would think that it's halacha k'rabim k'mash malon. Therefore, Rav Huna teach us halacha k'yochid. Now, first of all, that ain't stupid. He didn't stand Rabbi Huda. We'll see in a second. First, the Gemara says, who's Rabbi Shuv v'karcha? What are we talking about? Rabbi Shuv v'karcha ma'i, time to the braisa. Rabbi Yeshua Mekarcha Eimer, Malve Bishtar Ein Nifra Emehem. We are talking about, it's a Mishnah Masechtas Avodah Zarah, it's the Braisa Masechtas Avodah Zarah, that before the Edehem, before the Goyish Holiday, you're not allowed to go collect the Chayiv from him. Because the Goy, when he pays up his debt, he's very excited. So therefore, you're not, and he's going to go and thank his Getchkes on the Yom of his Chag, and therefore we don't want him to thank his Avodah Zarah on the day of the Chag. Therefore, we don't allow collecting the Chayiv around the holiday time. So it says like this, Malva b'shtar ein ifra'am mehem. But Rav Shimon Karcha holds, Malva apen ifra'am mehem. Mepnei shu kematzal miyadam. Because it's like being matzal miyadam, and there's two pshatim why Milva apen is more cool. One pshat is in the Rishonim in Avodah Zarah, that Milva apen, since the guy could really deny the whole thing, so it's not such a big simcha for him when he pays up. Because he's not such a big sakon anyway, because he always get out of it. That's not such a big simcha, we're not worried about him thanking anyone. The other pshat is, like the word says, since the milva peh, if you get the money from him, go grab it. Even if it's next to the yomtiv of his, the holiday of his, still, you could do it. Why? Because since the whole din is din derabbanan, they weren't guys in makam hefsid. Those are the two pshatim in Rav Shuv ben Karcha. Rabbanan argue, and there Rav Huna is teaching us lachah Shuv ben Karcha. It's very necessary because you would think yachid rav lachah rav kamash lo halachah yachid. Ella, he was saying lachah rav Yehuda lomali. What do you need that for? It's a machloikis va'achach stam here. Umachloikis va'achach stam halachah stam. Where's the stam mishnah? Here we have a machloikis now mishnah. In Baba Kama, on Daf Kuf on Beis, Machloikis are Meir Rav Yehuda. He's saying you don't have to pass Rav Yehuda. It's a Stam Mishnah. Where's the Stam Mishnah? Because Machloikis Baba Kama. Mesechta Baba Kama is Machloikis Letzvar Le'odoyim, Letzvar Le'Shachar, Shachar Tzav Odoyim, Ramei Aimer, Ramei says, no, he's like Beit Samrai. That the guy who's Meshane, the Uman, he's Koinit, and he gives back just the money for the wool. Rav Yehuda Aimer, Mashvach Yisah Yitziah, and he's like Yitziah, if the Shvach is more than the Yitziah, all you have to do is to give the minimum. Vada goes back to the owner, and all he has to do is pay for the minimum, and pays the Yitziah. Me'etziah Yisah Shvach, Me'etziah Shvach, he pays the Shvach. And that's what you have in Machlekes. V'stam, Bab Metziah, Mestech is Bab Metziah, you have a Stam Mishnah, the Tanan. We learned in the Mishnah, Kol HaMeshaneh Yodah Yal HaTachtoyna. Whoever is Meshaneh, he's Yodah Yal HaTachtoyna. It's like Rav Yehuda Shita. Whoever is Meshaneh, he's not Koinit, he's Yodah Yal HaTachtoyna. And whoever's choizer is yodah achtoina. That's not the geos, but the first part of the geos, mistam mish like Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yosef was asking Rav Huna, I don't know why you have to tell me this. It's a stam mishnah. Stam mishnah says it passes like Rav Yehuda. Why tell me like Rav Yehuda? So my answer is Rav Huna, tiny like this. Itzrich sagdat dechamina ain't seid la mishnah. You would say maybe there's no seid la mishnah. You don't know which one was first, and maybe it's v'stam ba'achach mchleikasi. Maybe really that mishnah was said first, and afterwards this mishnah. And the halacha is v'stam, and then afterwards you have mchleikas, then you don't pass the stam. Rav Yosef says, "What heck he said it? Yochi kol mchleikas achach stam name ain't seid la mishnah." So how do you ever have a idea of a rule of machlokes v'achas tama if it's always ain't seid la mishnah? But yachi kol machlokes v'achas tama name ain't seid la mishnah v'stam v'achas machlokes. Do you say it's a stam v'achas machlokes? So Gemara, no. Rav Huna, kilo yamrina ein seder mishta v'chad masechta. One masechta, you don't say ein seder. So one masechta, if you have machlekes, then astam, he passes astam. Not worried, it's wrong order. Av betray masechta, let's hear baba kama, baba matzi, amrinan. You do say that ein seder mishta. Therefore, I had to tell you how the halacha is because it's not clear which one was first. Rav Yosef, I agree with you. Only with one masechta. But I hold the three babas of one masechta. Rav Yosef, kula nezikin chad masechti. The whole nezikin, which pashas means the three babas, a one masechta. Baba Kamba, Baba Metzia, and Baba Basra are one masechta of 30 prakim, just like we have Masechta's Kalim is 30 prakim with three babas. It's one masechta, and therefore, since it's one masechta, so there, Rav Yosef told it would be order, it's pashut, it's mahalik vachastam. Another Tari says, really, it's two masechtas. Aye, what's the raya? I ain't saying the Mishnah. But he's saying, because it said, that didn't call Mashana, it said, Gabi, the halach is psikta in Bava Metzia. It says, it's not really, it doesn't belong there. It's just saying halach is psikta there. Call Mashana yodachtayna, v'chal choyza ba yodachtayna. And since it said there, that's usually the halacha, because it's brought down the halach is psukais, and that's why Rav Yosef said, the lechayra, what do you need to tell me? Halach Rabbi Yehuda, it's a first stam mishnah, and there it's halach is psikta, and therefore you shouldn't have to tell me that that's the halacha. Rak upon him, that's what comes out from my Gemara, that halacha Rabbi Yehuda, either because it's pashut, because it's stam mishnah, or because Rav Huna told us that halacha Rabbi Yehuda.